Well, let's hear now about a form of entertainment that was so popular for decades, long before television, pulp magazines. They were called pulp because the paper they were printed on was coarse and cheap. But millions of people read these comic book-sized collections of short fiction with original artwork. Bill O'Driscoll from member station WESA reports about Pittsburgh's living link to pulp fiction's heyday.
In 1941, Gloria Stoll was 17 and helping support her widowed mother in Queens, New York. In high school, Stoll studied art, but her office job meant steady pay. So one night, she threw out all of her artwork, piling it by her building's incinerator. The next morning, there was a knock at the door. It was the janitor.
And he said that there was an artist in the apartment building, and he had taken this pile of stuff up to show him, and that he thought I had talent and he would like to meet me.
In a lucky break, Stoll's neighbor was an illustrator for one of the many pulp magazines that featured adventure stories, romances, detective yarns, even science fiction. Stoll's neighbor introduced her to his publisher. Soon, she quit her job to illustrate full time.
And it was really an exciting way to make a living for a young teenage woman.
Dozens of pulp titles hit newsstands monthly for a dime apiece. Stoll worked from home and hand-delivered her artwork to publishers. Ultimately, she freelanced from 1941 to 1948, hand-painting, yes, painting, usually in oils, full-color covers for magazines with titles like Thrilling Love, Dime Mystery Magazine, and the spicy-sounding Black Mask. In 8 years, she'd create more than 100 covers in all.
I don't know where all these ideas came from, but they came.
Stoll's main outlet for covers was rangeland romances, basically love stories about blonde prairie girls and clean-cut cowboys. Frolicsome couples riding in buggies.
Here I was, a city girl. What did I know about cowboys? But I went to the movies. I probably learned more from the movies.
Doing pulp art was not always as glamorous as it sounds. The art usually went unsigned, and the pay was modest. But in her 94th year, Stoll's artwork from 75 years ago is being honored with its first ever exhibit at the Norman Rockwell Museum in Massachusetts. Stephanie Plunkett, the museum's chief curator, says it was rare for women to do pulp illustration.
There really might have been two or three, at the most, female illustrators in that field at the time. If you were a woman, you probably would have been doing maybe some educational publishing work, maybe children's picture books, but certainly not something as, you know, racy and kind of cutting edge as the pulps.
There's a cuteness in all of her work, which I totally attribute to just her spiritual energy as a person.
That's David Saunders, an illustration historian based in New York. But Saunders said Stoll didn't stop at covers for wholesome romances. She also painted for detective pulps with their seamy tales of hard-boiled gumshoes and deadly dames. Stoll recently looked through her old covers, which she keeps at her ranch home in Pittsburgh suburbs, in big binders. She describes one detective cover, which depicts a woman lying dead in a doorway.
The bloody footprints are walking away out of the house, but obviously the murderer of this girl here was in the house, and then there's this little shot of irony where the mat said, "Welcome."
Saunders, the illustration historian, says that Stoll's range was unique.
There was nobody else I can think of who did half detective things and half romance things.
But Stoll has an explanation for her wildly divergent approaches.
My shadow side. That's all I can say.
In 1948, Stoll got married and moved to Pittsburgh with her husband, a chemist. Her career as a pulp artist ended shortly thereafter. As for pulp magazines, in the 1950s, they largely faded away due to TV and other post-war amusements. But Stoll, now Gloria Stoll Carn, is still with us.
I can't believe at 94 that my name is still floating around out there.
The exhibit Gloria Stoll Carn, Pulp Romance, at the Norman Rockwell Museum in Massachusetts continues through June 11th. For Here and Now, I'm Bill O'Driscoll in Pittsburgh.